大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听我们今天的早安英文。
This is Zelina.
Hello, Zelina. Do you have some New Year's resolutions?
I think the same as most people: get healthy, be more productive, etc.
对，就是新年我们新的一些期望，就是身体健康啊，比较高产啊，就是在工作上面或者生活上面。One of my New Year's resolutions will be learn more English expressions, I think.
Oh, so.Today we are going to share some words that we cannot translate with them in their literal meanings.
I would love to learn them. 如果大家想要收听这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
All right, so the first one is busboy.
Bus boy, then the word must have nothing connection with the word bus, right?
No, not at all. So, a bus boy is a young man whose job is to take away dirty dishes from the table in a restaurant.
这个 bus boy 他的意思就是指的餐厅的一个勤杂工，主要做一些洗盘子呀，洗这些脏盘子这样一些活。That one reminds me another one, which is busybody.It doesn't mean the one is busy, right?
No, not that one. It's someone who's too interested in other people's private activities, used to show disapproval.
所以我们刚刚讲的这个 busboy 并不是说乘坐公交车的男孩，他指的是勤杂工，餐厅勤杂工。刚刚讲的这个 busybody 也不是指某个人非常忙，而是指这个人啊非常爱管闲事。I think no one will like a busybody.
No one likes a busybody, but there are plenty of people who are busybodies.
对 ,Zelina 就说出了一句真理，就是虽然呢大家都不喜欢这种爱管闲事的人，但是爱管闲事的人还是很多的。Okay, Zelina, what about test me some expressions like this?
Sweet water.
Water that tastes sweet? Definitely wrong, right? So, what is it?
So, like, sweet water basically means...drinkable water, water that's not too salty.
所以这个 sweet water 不一定指的就是很甜的水啊，指的就是那种淡水，可以饮用的水， drinkable water, 对吧？
So next we have the 11th hour.
11th hour, I know this one. There's a Canadian TV series named the 11th hour. It means the last moment before something important happens.
Yeah, so it basically is like the 11th hour, oh no, and then it happens. So for example, I could say the water bombers arrived at the 11th hour just in time to prevent the forest fire from engulfing the town.
对，刚刚 Zelina 举了一个非常好的例子啊，但是先跟大家讲一下这个词组是什么意思。The 11th hour 指的就是最后的时刻。Can we use that expression in our daily conversation?
You could, though I don't really hear it often with younger people. I usually hear it in like
old people.
Old people or TV shows.
就是在电视剧啊，或者是比较老的人呢，老一辈可能才会用这样一些表达。Okay, let's carry on. Can't wait to learn the next one.
Okay, next one. Capital idea.
I know it's a very old expression, right?
Yeah, a little bit older.
Well, I know capital 就是资本的意思。As an adjective, 它还有极好的意思。So, does it mean a good idea?
Yeah, so it means a good idea. So, for example, I could say, I think that we should do this. And then you're like, that's a capital idea.
So it often appears in TV shows or something?
Yeah, this is something else that I think appears in like TV shows or movies. It's very dramatic, so it's not something you would say in real life all the time.
So maybe young people would never use that, right?
No.
Maybe,
depends on the situation.
就是年轻人呢，就是还是用的比较少。And there is a webpage named Capital Idea. Their slogan is strategies that attract funding, ignite growth, including implementation for high-tech companies. Is it often used in the business world?
I think it is, actually.
就可能这种话在这种电视剧啊，年纪比较大的人啊，然后在商业、商务的场合用的比较多。Now let's share some expressions with some colors in it.
Okay, so the first one is green hand.
这个大家要注意了，不是指的绿色的手，说的是那些没有经验的人，新手。
So for example, I could say Jack is a green hand at doing this work.
就是 Jack 他对做这个工作呢，他是一个新手啊，是个新人。这个来源呢是这样的 ，England 是一个岛国啊，船是非常非常重要的工具，所以呢，他们为了保养这个船只，就会给这个油船啊涂一些油漆。所以他们在涂油漆的时候呢，经常会涂成绿色的，就是和这个海水的颜色一样。有一天啊，就来了一个非常不熟练的油漆工，他在涂的时候双手就沾满了绿色的油漆，说明这个人他不太熟练，所以通常现在呢，我们就把这个 green hand 表示新手的意思。
Alright, so the next one is horse sense.
没错，一看我们直接翻译出来就是马的直觉，马的意识，但实际上它的意思是常识。
Alright,
common sense, right?
Yeah, common sense, it's common sense. So for example, I could say pure horse sense should tell you not to stand so close to the space heater.
对, does it mean common sense? I mean, are there any differences between the two phrases?
It's just basically another way to say common sense. Most people just say common sense.
就是其实这个 horse sense 用的比较少啊，我们用的比较多的表示常识的还是这个 common sense. 所以我们在平时聊天的时候啊，一定要注意这类表达，比如说 lover.更多的指的是情人而不是爱人。 Pull up one's socks 并不是说真的要提上某人的袜子，而是说鼓起自己的勇气。 Encouragements, right?
Oh yeah, so today we've learned some expressions that you can't understand just from translating them directly.
Yeah.
And I would say with these expressions, make sure you actually know what they mean so you know how to use them. Because you could use them in the wrong way and it gets very confusing.
Yes, and today some expressions we shared, maybe some old ones, right?
Maybe some old ones, or just some that you only hear, like, on TV.
On TV, 所以对大家看电视剧还是非常有帮助的。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。那么今天的节目就到这里了，我是木木。
This is Lena.
我们下期见。
下期见，
拜拜。